Hi, this is Peter Wright from peterwrightsblog.com with another podcast. This will also be on Spreaker Radio. The title of the post is, What is Really Holding You Back? Today's post was inspired by a discussion on LinkedIn in the Small Business Accelerator group. You need to be a member to read it, but there's a link on the post. And over a year ago, I published a post about how the limiting belief of I am not enough holds most of us back at some time. In the group discussion, some of the comments from members included our own selves, lack of knowledge, not good enough, fear of success, fear of rejection, not enough time. Most of those are related to the I am not enough belief, I'm not good enough or don't know enough. In my own case, I know that a big factor for me was distraction, overwhelm from information overload, and investigating too many opportunities. There's a photo of me running my first ultra marathon, 85 kilometer Comrades Marathon, in the post. It's there for a purpose. I was very afraid that I was not good enough when I set a goal as a non-runner in my late 30s to complete at least one Comrades Marathon by the age of 40. But I did it anyway, then I did it three more times. I found that training 6 days a week for 2 years for that first race, and then many years afterwards, getting up at 4 or 5 most mornings, and I was in Johannesburg at the time, it can get quite cold there. The pain and disruption to my life were all much tougher than just about anything I'd attempted before. However, it was easier to believe that I could do it and consistently take action to achieve it than striving to achieve some of my business goals. This anomaly puzzled me for a long time. I published a series of posts on the subject and then published an ebook which is available from Amazon. There's a link in the post as well. It'll only cost you $2.91. My early business successes, starting at age 21 with a small manufacturing business and then continuing with a career in the corporate world, starting several more brick and mortar businesses and then my farm back in Zimbabwe, all seem easy with hindsight. Of course there were difficult periods, huge doubts at times, and some catastrophic failures. But on reflection, I believe it was easier in many ways because in those days there were fewer distractions from the internet and social media, neither were in use. With no online business opportunities, the barriers to entry or to start a business in most fields were very high, and certainly not for the faint-hearted. Consulting, coaching industry was still in its infancy. It was not really an option for most people. There were fewer regulatory health, employment or human rights restrictions. Political correctness had not been invented, all of those hurdles that we experience today. But because it was more difficult to start a brick and mortar business then than it is to start an online business today, those that did had frequently made a bigger commitment and a bigger investment. Many of today's dabblers, or those that confuse a business with a hobby, would never have got started in those days. So the internet's both a blessing and a curse. Yes, it has opened up a flood of new industries and an endless store of information, but it's also opened the floodgates to a deluge of opportunities, false promises, and distracting rabbit holes. That had been holding me back, continually collecting new information instead of acting what I already had, using research, planning, looking at too many new ideas, new blogging tactics, new tools. All that's important to some degree, but in the past, I had often been successful with flying by the seat of my pants tactics. I found it much easier to focus on a few strategically important activities without all of these online distractions. For example, in my first business, I had a contract to make Hessian or burlap sacks to a certain specification. It was a very simple business. Once I had arranged finances, purchased machinery, and trained workers, I did not have to worry about more research. Before the contract came to an end, I found other work for the factory, more products to make, bought more machinery. Still simple, not much to hold me back. That's why this year, I've been following the doctrine of the disciplined pursuit of less. There's a link on the blog, and that's definitely worth a read. I've been purging my email subscriptions, reducing the number of blogs I follow, cancelling my memberships of several social media sites, and spending less time on most others. I've dropped most of the products and services I was promoting as an affiliate marketer. It feels like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. It makes it much easier to focus on the few important activities I must do to build my business as a blogger, business and life alchemist, and speaker. Wishing you success with nothing to hold you back.